Not on Twitter?
You should be.
I finally succumbed to peer pressure and joined Twitter.
Attention. Because then you could follow at Brody Nation.
Something called stupidity on Twitter.
This is the Brody Nation Podcast.
Much like stepping in a little pile of poo that your dog created earlier in the morning, you've stepped into episode 31 of the Brody Nation Podcast. Glad to be here with you. I'm Brody, your host, alongside Johnny Doe and the disembodied voice who we'll hear from later on in this very special segment in his own special little corner, I should say. Oh, yeah, that's right. I went there. Yeah, he's special, all right. How special? Duh, you have to stick around for that.
Tom Brady. Alex Rodriguez.
Your damn nerves get on my nerves.
Boston Red Sox.
New York. Yankees. Boston.
Tom Brady.
Former Philly.
Jets GM.
David Step aside.
Tom Brady.
Rex we Ryan, hear enough about you. Tim Tebow. It's time Alex for Rodriguez. Some Midwestern bias.
Tom Brady.
So admittedly, I'm not normally shy in speaking ill about the rivals of my favorite teams. Yeah, I got that passion thing down. It kind of is what it is. And loving my team meets hating the other teams. Talking specifically, it's football. Duh, Bears.
Bears.
I should say, duh, Bears. And the purple penis eaters from South Canada, yeah, they're pretty high on my hit list pretty much at any time of year. But that doesn't mean that I can't appreciate a rival in some ways. I've been known to throw praise upon guys like Brian Urlacher and even Barry Sanders in the past. In fact, the Barry Sanders comparison is most valid when it comes to another guy who's still in the league right now who plays for a rival who I really, really appreciate. We're talking about Adrian Peterson. The dude's a guy who deserves a ton of respect, even if I hate his team and the god-awful feminine colors that they wear on the field. As a football fan, I love to watch him play. Now, as a fan of my team, I only love to watch him play 14 games out of the year. And really, when looking at Peterson, especially with what you've heard about him most recently, a more global perspective is the one that I choose to take with him today. In case you haven't heard, Peterson's playing this upcoming Sunday in spite of the fact that his two-year-old son was brutally attacked, beaten to the point where he could not survive his injuries. I'm a bit more sensitive to such a situation because, as a soon-to-be father, I couldn't imagine the idea of having only 2 years with my son. It's made worse because that young life was snuffed out due to needless and pointless violent attack. Even worse, the child was in the care of his mother and her boyfriend when this all went down. Charges have been filed and more serious charges may come down as well. Of course, that's not going to bring back a life, but at least the authorities are doing something, and thank God for that. But with regard to Peterson, I gotta give him tons of credit just for keeping his head on straight. There's no way in hell that I could be as calm and cool as he appears to be.
Start off by saying I really appreciate all the support that I've been receiving from the fans, the Viking organization. This is a private matter, and I'll ask y'all to please just respect my privacy and not ask at all about the situation at hand. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's probably a facade, him being calm and cool, but he gets credit just for appearing calm. I mean, put yourself in that situation. If something happened to one of your family members, could you even appear calm? Could you fake it well enough to convince someone that you might be calm? Probably not. I include myself in that because there's no way in hell I could hide my feelings if I was in a similar situation. In fact, I'll give Peterson huge credit for not getting some kind of weapon and going after his baby mama's new boyfriend. To be honest, if it were me, you'd need to call in the National Guard, a squadron of Marines, a full precinct of police officers, and a handful of Army Rangers and Navy SEALs just to stop me from getting after that guy. Now, I understand that football is a game that's likely a great outlet for getting out such feelings, and this game is probably going to be therapeutic to Peterson for that reason, so that's a good thing. But it takes tremendous stones just to even consider going forward and playing a game. Much respect to AD, and I do hope that he goes all day this Sunday. Now, as for the clown who did this, I'm going to be really, really nice to you by saying you have no fucking soul. You're lower than the lowest scum of the earth. You battered a defenseless child, which makes you about as low as Michael Vick. You merely have no morality. As for the mother, I hope that you remember that you are part of this tragedy as well, and that stains your soul for the rest of your life. You are supposed to protect your child from all the bad things out there, including the ones that you invite into your home. You're supposed to protect that child, and you failed.
Shut up. Why don't you?
Would you please shut the hell up?
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
Tired of this guy talking?
He's not telling you to shut up.
Shut up.
Great.
Shut up.
It's time for me, the disembodied voices corner.
I tell other people
people to shut up. Shut up. I'll have my secretary call you and tell you to shut up.
I'm just wondering when we're going to get the Super Bowl back at where it all started. Lambeau Field.
Technically, it didn't start there.
Super Bowl I, Super Bowl II, and of course, championships before that. The Minnesota Vikings just got done pimping the NFL around Minneapolis to try and get them to have the Super Bowl there in 2016.
Did they bribe them too?
Without a stadium to show them. Oh, look, here's our pretty drawings.
Now, if you look over here, you can imagine where the stadium might be at. It might look kind of cool. Maybe.
But we might not even have the stadium built because of the Wilfs and their fraudulent transactions. Yeah. If you haven't read the story about the Wilfs, just Google it. Minneapolis is about this close not doing a stadium deal with them. Oops. No. Bring it back outdoors. Bring it back to Lambeau Field. Hell, we got room for 75,000 now.
Well, actually, I think we're up to about 80 now. Something like that, dude. And that's a wonderful idea, dude. I love where you're going with this. The thing is, the Super Bowl is only outdoors this year because of one reason. New York City. And frankly, of course, I could go off about the fact that it's actually in New Jersey. Johnny, you even knew it was in New Jersey? See, that's how obvious it was. Even Johnny knew that it was in freaking New Jersey. But it's never going to be in Lambeau because, well, Green Bay's too small. It's in the Midwest, and the people on the East Coast don't give a shit. Oh, it's in New York? Oh, it's important. Oh, yeah. Let's do it here. So, disembodied voice, it's a nice effort. I love where you're going with that, but come on, dude. You know better than that. So that's going to do it for this week's show. I'd love to thank the disembodied voice for a well-thought-out take, in spite of the fact that, you know. I'd like to thank Johnny Doe for being useless, as per usual. What, you got something to say? That's what I thought. Which brings us on to this week's safety tip before we get on out of here. Just don't be an asshole. Don't be stupid. You'll be plenty safe then. See ya!
Imbecilic, immature, asinine, childish, caveman-like, hairy-knuckled, single-chromosomal, obnoxious, uneducated, ignorant asshole who I would like to fuck hard and long!